Pennsylvania gas producers emerged from 2017 on more solid footing than the previous year, when activity in the gas field slowed amid low prices. But operators ramped up drilling in 2017, and they're expecting to drill even more this year. 90.5 WESA's Amy Sisk reports for State Impact Pennsylvania.
In a quarter mile, the destination is on your right.
There it is. There's a rig up right on top of that hill.
I'm at the site of Pennsylvania's newest gas wells. Nine are going in on a pad in rural Washington County. Drilling started here a few days ago in Frank Brownlee's backyard. He shows me around in his pickup.
This is a well pad right here. And this is a well pad over here.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Now, he'll have one a quarter mile from his house. Operators drilled 137 wells in Washington County in 2016. But in 2017, they put in more than 200, including the ones going in here. Brownlee owns a trucking company. All this activity is good for business, which had slowed the last couple years.
Well, right now we haul a lot of tanks onto the frack sites whenever we're doing the fracking.
Like today, his drivers are moving 40 of them. Brownlee looks to the rig up on his hill.
We'll be on that site sooner or later with the tanks.
So, what's driven the flurry of activity in 2017? Emery Kugler is an analyst with IHS Market.
The past couple of months, and then for the first quarter of 2018, there's a lot of pipeline capacity coming online.
More pipelines will allow more gas to flow to market. By spring, several new lines will send Pennsylvania gas to the south, mainly to generate electricity. Kugler says drilling ramped up in anticipation of that, and he expects that to continue into 2018. But gone are the days of 100 rigs drilling statewide, like in 2012 during the boom. Today, there are 30. Dave Spiegelmeyer is with the Marcellus Shale Coalition. It's a trade group for the gas industry.
The operators have learned to be far more efficient.
He says they're concentrating drilling in the regions where they can get the most bang for their buck, like here in the southwest and in the northeastern part of the state. And the wells in these high-producing areas are getting longer, some even 17,000 feet. Here's Kugler again.
So you're getting the equivalent of three wells inside of one well.
But drilling has always been controversial, as is the prospect of more wells. Ned Kittire is a retired pediatrician in Washington County. He's outspoken about climate change and the harm he says the natural gas industry can cause to human health.
What we thought of as shale gas development 10 years ago, when things were really starting to ramp up, it's a totally different situation now.
A decade into the shale fracking boom, many pipelines and processing facilities have emerged alongside drilling. Kittire is concerned this creates a never-ending cycle.
If you're going to build out the infrastructure, then that's the reason to keep extracting natural gas.
He's leery about the possibility of more drilling to feed a new facility in southwestern Pennsylvania. Shell is building a plant to turn ethane into plastic. Ethane comes to the Earth's surface from wells along with pure natural gas. Spiegelmeyer with the Shale Coalition is eager for projects like this that'll provide a market for gas right here in Pennsylvania.
I drove by that plant a little over a week ago, and I think there's 9 cranes.
Construction is still years from wrapping up, but it's a sign that there will be a demand for new wells down the road. More drilling will affect residents here, including Brownlee.
Yeah, everything will pick up now. I think the trucking industry will keep picking up.
Keeping his drivers busy hauling tanks from one new well pad to the next. Amy Sisk, State Impact, Pennsylvania.
State Impact Pennsylvania is a collaboration among the Allegheny Front, WESA, WITF, and WHYY to cover the Commonwealth's energy economy.